Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagel, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're talking about a question that comes up a lot. What's the best diet strategy if you're trying to gain muscle and lose weight at the same time? And a little bit later on, I also have a listener question about whether or not following a vegan diet makes it harder to gain lean muscle tissue. After all, protein is key to muscle synthesis, and vegan diets are generally lower in protein than diets that include some animal products. We'll get back to that just a little bit later in the podcast. Joseph recently emailed me with a common dilemma. He writes, "We're told that we need to reduce calories if we want to lose fat, and to eat more if we want to gain muscle. So what's the best diet strategy if I'm trying to do both at the same time?" The answer depends on whether you're primarily interested in changing your body weight or your body composition. The two are not at all the same thing. Changing your body weight requires changing the balance between how many calories you take in and how many calories you burn. If you want to lose weight, you'll need to burn more calories than you eat. If you want to gain weight, you'll have to take in more calories than you burn. And obviously, if you want to stay about the same weight, you're looking for an equilibrium between calories in and calories out. Now, there are a lot of ways to change the balance between calories in and calories out. You can adjust calories in by changing what and how much you eat. You can adjust calories out by changing how much you exercise and move around during the day. And you can adjust both at the same time, hopefully in opposite directions. A lot of people also try to affect the calories out part of the equation by trying to manipulate their metabolism through various means, such as drinking green tea or vinegar, eating more protein or fewer carbs, taking cold baths, and so on. Although some of these techniques may help you burn an extra calorie or two, it's definitely the long way around the block. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to energy balance. Change the balance between energy in and energy out, and you will change your weight. And no matter what your app tells you about how many calories you need to take in, or what your wearable device tells you about how many calories you're burning each day, the bathroom scale is the ultimate authority on whether you've got that balance right. Changing your body composition, on the other hand, usually involves a change in how you use your body. If you stop using your muscles, they atrophy or get smaller. When you challenge your muscles to work harder, you'll generally gain muscle tissue, and this can be enhanced by giving the body adequate protein, which it needs to build muscle. You can change your body composition, that is, increase the percentage of lean muscle tissue and decrease the percentage of fat tissue, without changing your weight. To do this, you'd work your muscles more and increase your energy intake only enough to compensate for the extra calories you're burning during your workouts, which is probably less than you think. It's also possible to gain muscle while simultaneously gaining weight, although this is a little trickier. You'd need to train your muscles more aggressively and feed them plenty of protein. And you'd also want to increase your total calorie intake enough to start gaining weight. And then you just have to hope that most of the weight that you gain is in the form of muscle. The hardest trick of all, however, is to increase muscle tissue while simultaneously losing body weight. Unfortunately, when we lose weight, we almost always lose some muscle tissue along with the fat. Once again, strength training and dietary protein can help to stem these lean tissue losses. Losing weight more slowly can also help minimize muscle loss. If you have a significant amount of weight to lose, I think your best strategy is to focus first on reducing your body weight while minimizing muscle loss. And to do this, you'd want to lose that weight slowly, do some strength training, and keep your protein intake up. If or when you're within 5 or so pounds of your goal weight, you might want to focus more on improving your body composition. And to do this, you'd challenge your muscles while adjusting your food intake to keep your weight more or less steady. Again, incorporating high-quality protein into every meal can help build lean muscle tissue, and it may also help you with weight maintenance. You'll find a lot more about how dietary protein affects weight and body composition in previous episodes of the Nutrition Diva podcast, especially the one on how to slow age-related muscle loss and how much protein should you eat. And now that you've heard what a nutritionist has to say, you might also be interested in an exercise physiologist's take. My esteemed Quick and Dirty Tips colleague, Ben Greenfield, recently tackled this same question on the Get Fit Guy podcast. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Tanya recently posted on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. She wrote, "I recently decided to change to a vegan diet. I'm also an avid gym goer trying to build strength and muscle. The biggest reason I didn't become a vegan sooner is that I'd heard that plant-based proteins are not as bioavailable as animal protein. I'm not sure how true this is, so I decided to ask my favorite nutritionist." Well, thanks for that, Tanya. It is true that animal-based protein generally has a higher biological value than plant-based protein. Because animal proteins deliver essential amino acids in proportions that are more similar to the body's requirements for them, it's easier for our bodies to use these amino acids to synthesize new proteins. Now, this doesn't mean that vegans cannot build strength and muscle. Lots of them do it every day. But they probably will need to work a little bit harder at it. As I talked about in a recent episode of the Nutrition Diva podcast, it takes about 30 grams of high-quality protein to maximize muscle protein synthesis. And one challenge for vegans is that it takes a lot more food and calories to get 30 grams of protein from plants than it does from animal sources. For example, you can get 30 grams of protein for about 175 calories worth of chicken breast, but it would take you 450 calories worth of black beans to get the same amount of protein. And then there is the issue of biological value, the concentration and distribution of essential amino acids in those proteins. The vegan diet has many advantages, but optimal protein quality is not really one of them. Animal protein sources tend to deliver more essential amino acids per serving and per calorie. I've put together a chart that shows the essential amino density along with the protein and calorie counts for a lot of common protein sources, both animal sources and plant sources, and I've posted it on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com if you want to check that out. And for a transcript of today's show on losing weight and gaining muscle, along with links to all those related episodes that I mentioned, plus a few that I didn't mention, head on over to nutritiondiva.quickanddirty.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.